理课堂听 class.com。
Well, thank you for coming today. We're still reviewing the details of the ruling from the Court of Appeals, but it's clear that it reverses and significantly narrows the district court's decision. The ruling lifts the cloud of breakup over the company, reverses the time claim, and says clearly that we did not attempt to monopolize the browser market. The central issue in this case was the fundamental principle that every company must have the ability to innovate and improve its products. We're very pleased that this ruling reverses the lower court ruling and sets a much higher standard for these issues than the lower court applied. It sets a high bar for any ruling against the inclusion of new features in software products. The legal process can be hard on anyone who goes through it, and the last 4 years have been challenging for all of us here at Microsoft and for me personally. But despite the many twists and turns of the case, I've always had faith in our company, in our employees, and in the magic of the software we're creating. Throughout the last 25 years, we've built our business on the vision of making the PC and its benefits available to everyone, everywhere. We've also created opportunities for lots of other companies. Literally thousands of hardware and software companies work with Microsoft using our tools and services to build their businesses. These past few years, we've done even more to partner and communicate with companies throughout the industry. We recognize that as a successful company, we have an important responsibility to the broader industry. We take that responsibility very seriously, and we will continue to work hard to provide great opportunity for our industry partners and consumers. During this case, it was very important to us to stay focused on our product work. In fact, I believe we've done some of our best work during this time period. We built Windows 2000, the most reliable PC operating system ever. We launched our .NET strategy, making possible a new world of web services. We recently released Office XP, the next generation of Office software. And we'll soon unveil Windows XP, Xbox, and tablet PC, all products that bring the best of the digital world to home and work. Today's decision is consistent with our ability to go forward with these crucial and innovative products.